Chapter 32, 1875, Finishing a Successful Year. During the month of July, between the time of camp meetings in the Midwest and those to be held in the East, James and Ellen White were in Battle Creek with many things to care for and much writing to be done. In general, they were enjoying good health. Ellen wrote to Willie in Oakland about their living arrangements. "We sleep in the Review office and are well arranged. We can be retired now as we please. If only Lucinda Hall were here, we would prepare our own meals. We go here and there and everywhere. But thus far we have fared well enough." To Edson and Emma she wrote, "We are both in very good health and cheerful in the Lord. We try to do all the labor we can and leave the results with God. The Lord does indeed go with us and strengthens us for our labor." Writing to Willie early in the morning of July 13th, she reported, "Last Friday I spoke at 4 o'clock at the Health Institute. My subject was the training of children. They have the best set of patients there now that they have ever had. In the evening of Friday, we went to Potterville to rest. But these rests do not amount to much in my case. It was no rest for me. I spoke Sabbath. I wrote much of the day, Sunday. I wrote 35 pages. Gave your father a pack, a hydrotherapy treatment. Walked out with him. Had a long talk and praying season in the beech grove. Your father then helped Robert Sawyer. He worked like a young man. Has been a little stiff since. After my 35 pages were written, I picked raspberries. Brother and sister Carmen found us at it in the field and said they came for us to go home with them. So we went. Next morning rode to Cars and came to Battle Creek. Took dinner at the Institute. Her afternoon was spent in the dentist's chair and the evening in a committee meeting. Some of the businessmen called to Battle Creek to care for the business interests of the cause were proving less than true to duty. She bore a close testimony to Harmon Lindsay, pointing out pride, jealousy, and injured dignity. The result. Harmon arose and said he accepted every word Sister White had said. He had done wrong. He laid down his feeling then and there. But yet I do not see that the bottom is reached. Harmon will have to feel deeper than he has yet done before he can harmonize with the Spirit of God. The next day, in her letter to Willie, now in Oakland, she again referred to such problems. "I have been writing about 30 pages for Brother and Sister Gaskell in connection with the Health Institute. Many things need writing up. May God help us to faithfully discharge our duty. I look with anxious, longing heart to the Pacific coast. I long to be with you." The next Sabbath, July 17th, an aged couple were baptized in the Kalamazoo River at the usual baptizing place, not far from the church. Ellen White wrote, "We had a beautiful scene at baptism. Sabbath morning, Deacon Young and his wife were baptized. They went into the water like two heroes, perfectly calm, and they came out of the water with their countenances illuminated with the light of heaven. Uriah, Green, and Mac were at the waterside and they said when your father was praying, the Spirit and power of God came down upon the people and pervaded the congregation assembled. Your father spoke in the morning and he and those who were to officiate with the candidates retired to prepare while I addressed the people about 15 minutes. Word came to me at noon that if there would be preaching, Mrs. Green and Mac would remain to the afternoon service. I consented to speak and felt much freedom in speaking. Sunday afternoon, July 18th, at the request of Dr. John Kellogg, newly come to the Health Institute, she spoke in the nearby grove on health reform to a sizable and attentive audience. She spoke again, by request, on Tuesday afternoon, July 20th. Thursday, July 22nd, found James and Ellen White at Gagak Lake for an afternoon with the patients of the Institute. At an appropriate time, James White addressed the group for about 40 minutes. They watched closely the reports from California as to progress in the erection of the publishing house there. In a few days, James would be off to New York to purchase a cylinder press and printing equipment for the new office. Adventists east of the plains had raised nearly $8,000 to equip the new plant.